Lord, may we welcome you as Christ, Lord and Saviour. Amen. Well, Christmas is here at long last. Woohoo! Yay! Is everything ready at home? Everyone loves Christmas, don't they? The music, the movies, the earrings. Who's got the best earrings here today? Yeah, there's a few. Oh, and then there are the lists. I wonder whether you were on the good list, the naughty list, or the gee, at least they tried list. But there is a tension that runs through Christmas that's hard to ignore. This isn't the tension you feel whether you can find that bargain in the Boxing Day sales. Nor is it that tension you might experience when the table is full of people for dinner, but no one can be found when the dishes need to be done. The tension that's baked into Christmas is this. Is Christmas a story that's too good to be true? Or is the Christmas story a truth that's too big for us to handle? Christmas is like the sentinels on the city walls. They call out for us to get ready for what God is doing in the middle of our lives. Only for most of the year, we're either too busy to notice or too fast asleep to care. You see, Christmas is all about having our hearts and our minds and our lives opened up to God's presence. 2,500 years ago, the prophet Isaiah gave us a picture of what would happen when God showed up. The language is strange to our ears, but the promise is in three parts. The first promise about what happens when God shows up is that there will be peace. I will never give again your grain to the enemies to eat, says God. Enemy troops did not carry meals that were ready to eat in the ancient world. When they walked through the land, they would take everything and leave nothing behind. The second promise when God shows up is that there will be joy. Isaiah said, no longer will outsiders drink the wine that you have worked so hard to make. This is a promise about laughter and good times. Only Bethlehem's bells are silent this year. And it's hard to rejoice when Gaza lies in ruins and missiles rain down upon cities around the world. The third promise about what happens when God shows up is that there will be justice. That those who gather the wheat and the harvest the grapes will get to eat and drink in God's holy courts. Justice is about having the freedom to enjoy what's yours with the people you love, safe in the knowledge that none of it will be taken from you. So for many in our world today, peace and joy and justice just sound too good to be true. I mean, it might be easier to find a flying reindeer with a red nose than to find peace and joy and justice in our world today. We might wonder, why are these things so hard to find? The truth, the big truth of Christmas is that God has shown up. God has shown up in the person of Jesus. Long ago in a stable to a teenaged mother, Jesus was born and the angels lit up the sky in celebration. Those who heard the promised arrival were not the generals or the journalists or the poets who were all asleep comfortably in their beds. No, it was the shepherds, those standing out in the fields, who needed to know that the promise of joy and peace and justice had arrived at long last. The angels called this child Saviour, Messiah, Lord. These titles are familiar to us, but strange, conveying truths that are often too big for us to handle. As Saviour, Jesus shows us that although we are never as good as we pretend, neither are we as bad as we fear. For by coming as a baby, God demonstrates that we are loved. We are loved fully and profoundly, but we are meant to share this love with others. As Messiah, Jesus is the anointed one who sets people free. Free from all those things that weigh us down. Free from fear, free from hate, free from shame. By coming as a baby, God shows us that we should not be afraid of anyone who is different, diverse, or even as sufficiently annoying as a bunch of shepherds showing up as guests in the middle of the night, empty-handed. As Lord, Jesus has come to rule and reign through love, because it is only love that transforms the heart. It is only love that broadens the mind. It is only love that refreshes the soul, and only love that enlivens the spirit. The big truth of Christmas is that peace, joy, and justice only happen when people open their lives to the presence of love. Love beyond our tribe and nation. The big truth of Christmas is that God loves us, even when we fall short or fail to show love to others. God's love still shows up when we least expect it and when we are least prepared. When love comes, we always face a choice: to open the door wide or to keep it closed. It is only when we love that we find peace. It is only when we love that we find joy. It is only when we love that we know justice. So why do we continue to fight and resent and to leave people out when God has welcomed us all? In a few moments, we'll get to share in a feast that God has prepared for us. Just as Mary welcomed Jesus into her life, this is an opportunity for us to welcome God into ours. Whether we open that door a little or a lot, it doesn't matter. The point is that we let love in to settle into any corner of our heart, mind, or body, where it will find room. Room to take root and to grow. Because love will give birth to all manner of new things in your life. Love will renew and refresh you. Love will be that doorway to eternal life that you seek. So let us wrap our arms around this big truth of Christmas, knowing that love makes peace possible, that love brings joy to everyone, and love will make justice a reality. Amen.